Why, no, the ninth managed. I am of so much more use here. That's what we all think, the first said cynically. While I would very much like to welcome that hypothetical lensman here, I do not care to meet him upon any other planet. I really believe, however, that any change in our organization would weaken it seriously. Jalte is capable, energetic, and is as well informed as is any of us as to the possibilities of invasion by the lensman or his patrol. Beyond asking him whether he needs anything, and sending him everything he may wish of supplies and of reinforcements, I do not see how we can improve matters. They argued pro and con, bringing up dozens of points which cannot be detailed here, then voted. The decision sustained the first. They would send, if desired, munitions and men to Jalte. But even before the question was put, Kinnison's blackly invisible, indetectable speedster was well within the star cluster. The Guardian fortresses were closer spaced by far than Helmuth's had been. Electromagnetics had a 300% overlap. Ether and sub-ether alike were suffused with vibratory fields in which nullification of detection was impossible, and the observers were alert and keen. To what avail? The speedster was non-ferrous, intrinsically indetectable. The lensman slipped through the net with ease. Sliding down the edge of the world's black shadow, he felt for the expected thought screen, found it, dropped cautiously through it, and poised there, observing during one whole rotation. This had been a fair green world once. It had had forests. It had once been peopled by intelligent urban dwellers who had roads, works, and other evidences of advancement. But the cities had been melted down into vast lakes of lava and slag. Cold now for years, cracked, fissured, weathered. Yet to Kinnison's probing sense they told tales of horror, revealed all too clearly the incredible ferocity and ruthlessness with which the conquerors had wiped out all the population of a world. What had been roads and works were jagged ravines and craters of destruction. The forests of the planet had been burned again and again, only a few charred stumps remaining to mark where a few of the mightiest monarchs had stood. Except for the Bosconian base, the planet was a scene of desolation and ravishment indescribable. "They'll pay for that too," Kinnison gritted, and directed his attention toward the base.